From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Drilling is underway on the West Virginia mountain, where 25 miners were killed Monday. Crews are trying to release methane gas that forced them to suspend efforts to locate four workers still trapped inside. Kevin Strickland of the U.S. Mine Safety and Health Administration says investigators don't know what triggered Monday's blast.
It's quite evident that something went very wrong here for us to have the magnitude of this explosion. So it's apparent that something was wrong, and I would just ask to give us an opportunity to conduct a full investigation, and we'll leave no stone unturned to get to the bottom and tell you exactly what was not going right here when this explosion did occur.
About 50 people gathered at a church in Tiny Mont Cole, West Virginia, late Tuesday to pray for the victims of the tragedy and for the safety of all miners. Critics of President Obama's policy restricting the use of nuclear weapons say the administration should make it clear that all options are possible to deter attacks against Americans. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says that message is clear for states like Iran and North Korea.
Defense Secretary Gates told reporters at the Pentagon that the Nuclear Posture Review sends a very clear message to states like Iran and North Korea, as well as terrorist groups who might acquire nuclear weapons. Gates says the review is very explicit, that the fundamental role of the U.S. nuclear weapons arsenal is for deterrence. Still, he says, the U.S. will not swear off first use of nuclear weapons as long as control of those weapons around the world is uncertain. President Obama released a statement saying the new strategy will maintain a safe, secure, and effective nuclear deterrent, but the president pledged not to conduct nuclear testing or develop new warheads. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The acting president of Nigeria, Goodluck Jonathan, has fired the head of the National Oil Company. The BBC's Caroline Duffield says his replacement was dismissed by the previous administration.
The removal of Alhaji Mohamed Sanusi Barkindo will be seen as an aggressively political act. He'd run the NNPC, Nigeria's inefficient state oil company, for just over a year. It's taken Nigeria completely by surprise. It'll be read as evidence of Goodluck Jonathan's determination to remould Nigeria's political landscape. And it means that another key appointment is filled by someone who owes their loyalty to him alone.
The BBC's Caroline Duffield reporting from Abuja, Nigeria. Asian stocks neared 22-month highs on Wednesday as regional investors largely shrugged off worries about financial problems in Europe. And U.S. shares ended the day mixed after a rise in bank stocks offset declines in the technology sector. This is NPR News. A Boston man is facing 8 years hard labor in North Korea for entering the country illegally. Ijalan Molly Gomes was arrested only last month. A state media report claims that he acknowledged wrongdoing during his court appearance on Tuesday. According to a preliminary report from the National Center for Health Statistics, teen births declined between 2007 and 2008 after a two-year rise. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports that the biggest drop occurred among Hispanic teens.
The overall decline in teen births was 2%. Among Hispanic teens, there was a historic low, with the birth rate down by 5%. In previous years, when teen births were increasing for other groups, for Hispanics, the rate either declined or remained unchanged. This year's drop was part of an overall decline in Hispanic births for the first time in years that demographers say requires further research. Most of the decline between 2007 and 2008 occurred among older teenagers in all groups, but it was even steeper among older Hispanic teenagers at 7%, nearly doubled the overall drop for the oldest teens. A third of the more than 435,000 babies born to teens were Hispanic. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai can still come to the United States next month if he stops making disturbing comments. Karzai has threatened to join the Taliban, accusing the West of tampering with the election he won last year. His remarks came only days after President Obama was in Afghanistan. Karzai's comments have disappointed some members of Congress, already skeptical of the war effort in Afghanistan. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.